Welcome to Bounce Back. My name is Yvonne Fletcher from NY Events, and you're listening in to DRN1. Bounce Back's a fun talk back show where we get to speak to comics. And today we're speaking about Class Clowns. Class Clowns is the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's national development program for young people. It introduces teens aged 14 to 18 to comedy through creative workshops with professional comedians. Today I've got Jackson Mark Canning. Thank you, Jackson. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad at all. Just finished work. How about yourself?
Yeah. Just finished a course, actually. I'm doing a mental health cert 4 course. So finished that.
Oh, wow.
My kids, and here we are. So thank you, throwing us both deep, aren't I? Jackson, I've asked him on today because he actually participated in Class Clowns 2 times. And has got to go to Melbourne on both occasions. So well done, Jackson.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah. What was your experience then? How old were you when you first started it?
So the first time that I did it was 2015. So I was 15 years old and I did the heat in Perth. Like we had the Comedy Emporium and Euphorium at the time, like backing us up, like because I'm from Geraldton. So they like paid for our accommodation. We did like a mini heat.
Oh, wow.
In Jarrow, which just like a few of us just like, oh yeah, practicing. And then we went up, came down to Perth from Geraldton and geographically. So we came down and did the heat that was here and it was super, super fun. Like met a lot of different young comedians. Some of them, especially when I went to Melbourne, some of them that I still like don't keep up with, but I like see around and like follow on Instagram and we had that kind of interaction. And the experience was that it's just fantastic, like meeting all these different people and then like doing that heat and being told by these different judges, like some real criticisms, like they kind of held back because we were like young kids at the time, but it was like cool to have that experience of them being like, we think that you're like being told you're good enough to go to Melbourne, like you're good enough to do X, Y, Z. It's like really affirming. And like up to that point, it was people like you're doing stand up and you're getting crowd feedback and you're getting feedback from the other comics that are there, but having that like, you're going to go to Melbourne now because you did really well here. You're like, this is sick. Like, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah.
And then you go over to Melbourne and you do the heat and it's just massive crowd as well. I can't even remember how many people were there, but it was the Melbourne Town Hall both times that we did in Melbourne, 2015 and 2016. And just the amount of people. And it's really funny because I remember that I did fine. Like it was fun. But there were so many people there that it just like hit me all at once when I went up on stage. And it's so funny. If you can find it on YouTube, there's a video of me doing stand-up and I'm just too excited. Like I'm far too hyped to be there. I'm too excited to be on stage. And I think as I was leaving the stage or something, I was like, thank you, Melbourne. I love you all or something like really silly like that. But just,
it's cute,
just shows. Oh, it was adorable. It really shows the leap up from being some kid in a small town, like doing workshops and doing some stand-up events like that we would host and like Euphorium would create, jumping from that to this like Melbourne town hall with all these people. Like you can see the look on my face. Like I'm like, how did I get here? Like it's just, and there's nothing really else that I've seen for young people like Class Clowns that does that. Like,
yeah,
basically throws them in the deep end, like in the best way possible.
Isn't it? A massive opportunity. And
oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. How did you, being so young but in it, how did you find that experience from, because Geraldton's quite a small country town.
Yeah, so definitely.
To Melbourne.
100%.
You know, how did you find that?
Again, visiting, like especially the fact that they would basically sponsored us. Like we went over to Melbourne and they paid for the hotels, they paid for the travel and stuff. They actually, it's so funny, they put us with Qantas. Like they gave us like nice flights and like nice hotels and everything. And I remember that I told my mum and dad, I was like, I'm going to Melbourne, this is gonna be so much fun. And they were like, you get to bring one parent. And my mum and dad were like, what? Like, of course we both want to go to Melbourne. Like, this is lit. So we like, I think we asked them and they're like, yeah, they were super chill. They were like, yeah, we'll downgrade the flights, like same cost, but you'll be going with Jetstar or whatever. And I was like, I didn't even know at the time. I was like, yeah, Jetstar, that sounds lit. Like, I just was so excited to be going over to Melbourne. So we flew over to Melbourne in this tin can of an aircraft and we stayed in this hotel that was like like slightly less nice. It was really, really nice. Like it was the nicest hotel that I'd ever stayed at. But like for Melbourne, it was a little bit less nice. And just like going around and taking the trams everywhere, like never experienced anything like that. Like,
yeah,
grew up in Geraldton. So like buses were like the be all and end all. And these trams that were like on the road and they were like driving everywhere. And one of the weird things as well was in Melbourne, you know how they have that like area in the middle of an intersection where a car can pull up and wait to turn?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. But like just that, like that was just a weird thing that I noticed. And I was hanging out with these Melbourne kids. They're like, oh, that's really interesting that you pointed that out. And we're like, that's weird. And I was like, yeah, just like the different experience. Like it's so good to be able to find something where they're like, if you have the chops or if you have the drive even like to go over to Melbourne, like doing stand up here and then going over to Melbourne, they're like, that's what we want to encourage. That's what the competition was as well. It wasn't like who's the best. It was like a bunch of different factors, like who has the most potential, who would benefit from this the most. Like that's a really, really important one that I think matters, especially because, and this is one of my, this is my favorite fact. From, so 2015, 16, 17 and 18, all four of those years, I did the first two. And then two other young kids from Geraldton, and I know them. I forgot their names off the top of my head, which is really awful of me. One of them's Casey Clark, and then I'm losing my mind trying to remember who the other one was, but I'm going to look it up and text them and be like, what's up? but 4 years in a row, a kid from Geraldton went to Melbourne for Class Clowns.
And how brilliant is
like,
that? That's amazing.
That's dope. Like, to me, that's... It, like incredible the fact that a Geraldton kid like grew up here, twice of them was like, I'll take all the credit of the first 2 years and be like, yes, that was fantastic. Well, not the credit, but take on the this is so much funness of it.
Did like it's just comics as well know of you and what you had accomplished through Class Clowns, and do you think that inspired them a little bit to participate?
Oh yeah, like when I say I know these kids, like we were doing workshops together, like I've been living in Perth for a couple of years, so I haven't caught up with them recently, but like those guys were doing stand up in Geraldton, doing workshops, doing like improv as well. Like Euphorium had a bunch of different stuff that was going on and these kids were involved in that. And the other guys were mainly mentoring them, but they would mainly like come to me just for like friend advice and be like, oh, what should I do with this? What should I blah, 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 blah. But it was just, I don't know, fantastic to have that little community that we had. Like, everybody's just like bouncing off of one another. And then again, these kids benefited from that so much that they were like had the enough of potential, or they were like fantastic. Like both those kids were way better than me at stand up, like so much better than me. Like these kids, I was the one where they were like, this kid has potential, we'll send him. But those two are the ones that are like, they're really, really good. How about we take them to Melbourne and they can do their stuff? Like Casey did this joke where she used to eat dog food as a kid and her parents would like tell her off and she'd be like, but my coat's going to be so shiny and healthy. It's just, just like, it's just fantastic stuff. And it's just from Geraldton, and this like community was built around us making these silly jokes. And then from that, through Class Clowns, they're like, oh yeah, you're in the biggest city in the country. And we were like, what? Like, I don't know. It's again, it's such a huge step up and it was such a fantastic opportunity. I would not like trade that experience. Like it was fantastic. If there's any kids, like even kids who don't or like aren't interested, because you want to be interested in stand up, but are just interested in performing in general and just like going out and doing something, like if a heat is near you that's for Class Clowns, like go, like meet people that are there, watch the stuff that's on, try to get involved. Like Jello as well was one of the companies that hosted it for a little bit. And they're fantastic. Getting involved with them if you're a young performer is like the best thing that you can do. Like just meeting these people and trying to like see what they're doing and try to get involved in it. And you can get fantastic from doing these heats. Like there's some kids who I saw in 2015 who I was like, oh yeah, these guys like same as me, they had like potential and they were just a bit rough and we were all a bit like grunge it a bit, like I don't know the word to describe it. For me personally, it's just that I was just like not as good as I could be at stand-up, and seeing like some of these kids get better at it over time and then come back to Class Clowns and do it again, and then a couple of those kids went to Melbourne, it's like just like keep trying it and keep doing it. Like, it's going to be here. It's such a fantastic opportunity. Just like, you might as well seize it while it's there. It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Jackson, do you think Geraldton will have another heat again in the future?
Almost definitely. If there's interest for it, like, it's got to come from like the kids. Like, if kids go to like the city and are like, we want to have this come here, and then they'll try to reach out to organizations and just try to make some noise in the community and be like, this is what we want to do, then like 100%, like, again, I'm just going to keep rapping on about Euphorium because they've helped me a lot. Yeah, but
even Euphorium, do you think they would host it again?
Same thing. If there's interest for it, 100%. Like, find them, email them, tell them I want to do stand up in Melbourne, and they'll say, yeah, we can do a heat and try to sponsor you to go over there. Like, I remember we did our own little heat and I hosted it. Like, I emceed the event, and we had a couple of judges, and like kids came through and they were doing it. And like the winner, Euphorium, was like, yep, we're going to sponsor you to go to Perth and do the heat. So it was like another subcategory of the heat, like competition to get to Perth, competition from Perth to go to Melbourne. And then again, a Geraldton kid won the Geraldton heat, won the Perth heat, and then went to Melbourne. Didn't win in Melbourne, but like, just like going to Melbourne and like doing stand up in the town hall is one of the best experiences ever.
Yeah, I know. I love it. We were looking at trying to do something for kids and mentioned it to Di at Laugh Resort. And then Di said, oh, look at Class Clowns. And she said, speak to Bonnie. And so we spoke to Bonnie.
Yeah.
And
Bonnie's awesome.
She's amazing. I love her as well. And she said, look, yeah, take on Class Clowns. They didn't have scope to do it at this stage. And so that's how NY Events got involved with it. But this year we're the only ones. Bunbury were involved and they sadly dropped out. And I wish that there was some regionals because there's so much talent out there. And I love giving young people opportunity. That's why I was so excited when you mentioned to me some time ago that you'd done. I thought, I'm just going to reach out to you because I know that you are in
this. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Young people and
can. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what is the best thing that has come out of Class Clowns for you?
For me personally, that experience meeting all those people, seeing stand up in Melbourne. While we were there, for almost maybe not a week, maybe like 3 or 4 days, if I recall. And just like every night we were in the city, like we watched some stand up, we watched people that were there. My parents were like talking to other stand up people because both my mum and dad do stand up as well. It's a big circus family. But they were just like chatting to people who do stand up in Melbourne and like making those connections. And just like, again, being put in the room, like is the best thing that can happen almost. Like Class Clowns is basically like pushes you and is like, go, there's the room where everybody's doing stand-up. Like Melbourne's the art capital, quotation marks, art capital of Australia. So like we'll send you there and then give you that experience. And now you've been to Melbourne and you come back and every single time you want to do something, say you want to host a show in Perth or you want to host something in a regional town, I will put it on the poster. I'll just be like, I was performing at the Melbourne Town Hall, and I don't know if it perks any ears up, but it's just like another thing that I've done that I can add to the catalog of like art stuff, like behind me. And I can say, yeah, I've done all this, like, and it helped me form the style that I have and form like the experiences that I've had. And that then informs like the stuff that I'll do in the future. So it's like, and especially for like, cause I had a massive like help from Euphorium, like behind me for that stand-up experience. So that's where it started me off. But like, I'm sure that there's kids who on a whim were like, I will just improv 5 minutes in front of some people at this heat that's here because it's free. And they did that in Perth. Yeah. And then from that, they could win or they could get better at it and then go to Melbourne. And it's like from nothing, like Class Clowns has created this thing that for this kid, it would just went from like nothing, just like an idea. And it's got enough push behind it that it's like, now you're in Melbourne. Like,
yeah, it is sensational. For a young writer, because you know how when you attend Class Clowns, they do encourage you to have a 3 to 5 minute set sort of roughly ready, and then you get to our workshop, which is great. And that is free for participants, which is amazing.
That's correct.
As well. How did you come up with your first set?
That's a good question. So with my first set that I had for Class Clowns, I just like, because it's a... Like stand-up event for kids. Like, the kids host it. Like, I'd say kids, but, like, 14 to... You said it was 14 to 18. I remember that I was 15 or 14 or 15 when I first did it. And I would just talk about, like, what I know, like, or what I knew at the time. Like, people always tell you right about what you know. So I just started doing that. Like, I talked about how difficult it was to be 15, 14 or whatever it was. Like, at the time, you're just like, this is, like, so hard and you're having all these new experiences. And it's so interesting for people who relate to that and also people who straight up do not relate to that. Like, country town kid who's like 14, you would never hear that experience otherwise. Like, not at a class clown event or at, like, from them going to Melbourne. Like, we would just stay where we are. Mm-hmm. And my favorite example is 1 year, and my brother did stand up for a while. And my younger brother, and he is the funniest person in the world. Like, it is, he's just, when he gets on stage, he is like, I don't know, just this wall, like this character comes out and it's like wacky. And it's like, it's not like pushing too hard or it's not wanting you to laugh. He's just like being himself and he's being wacky. And like that character, I'm like, I want everyone to see this. Like, I want everybody to see like this insanely funny character and these insanely funny gags that he's come up with. Like, he would talk about same thing, what he knew. He would talk about being a kid, the like frustrations that come along with that. I had a bit about how I wanted to be a baby again because I was sick of being a teenager or something. And just like, and taking that to the workshop as well, like, we would just like buff it out basically. And there's some kids who have like almost nothing, and the workshop, 9 times out of 10, the people at the workshop would say, write down 5 things that are the truest thing about, like, the truest to you that you can think of. Like, what do you feel like every day, day to day? And that comes out in comedy because it's so either relates to people who experience it or it's so out there for people who don't relate to it that it becomes funny or it becomes relatable. And I don't know, just like, again, different experiences breed different stand-up and it breeds different like artistic expression. And I feel like at the end of the day, that's what Class Clowns is like about, is for these kids to just come together and just express themselves through stand-up and then have the ability to, again, go to Melbourne, do these workshops. There's nowhere else that they can do that.
Yeah.
And I want it to be like more, like, I want more of this to happen, especially because it's free, isn't it? Like, to get in, like,
it's free. Like, it's free to do. Yeah.
What other place can you, like, everything would cost money. Like, if you're a kid, especially if you grew up without like a lot of funds behind you, like, you want something where you can just go and it's free and they will help you build a 3-minute set over the course of 2 hours. You'll perform it and you could have the ability to go travel or have the ability to do the stand-up again. Like, there's heaps of places around in Perth where you can just go and do stand-up. Like, and if you go with your, I did this for a while. I would do stand up in pubs when I was like 14, but my dad would like take me in and I'd get like a wristband and all that stuff. And the hotel, all the staff would be like, yeah, all right, fine. You can do stand up and then you have to leave. And then I'd be like, cool, sick. And because I had like the background and I did these workshops, I could just go and like do it and I could just do it whenever. And now I did like Fringe before and I can just do spots around in Perth, like stand-up spots. And
that's terrific, Jackson.
It's such an important thing
I do have for you. We're so motivated from your first experience. Is that what made you revisit it again the next year to enter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. I was like, when it was coming back up, I was like, I want to go to Melbourne again so bad because it was so much fun. And again, just seeing all the sites and doing the stand-up for all those different people, it was like, I was hooked. Like, as soon as I went out on that stage the first time, instantly hooked. And going back again, it was just incredible. Yeah.
I always think, you know, if in life we have nothing to lose by trying new experiences, it'll grow us and expand us. And so I think with something like this, if anyone has any inkling of interest in it, it's definitely something worth investing in. You're going to walk away with experience, but also it'll grow you, won't it? And
yeah, 100%. Like, I had, before I started doing stand-up when I was like 14, like, I had no interest, didn't even know anything about stand-up comedy. But again, my dad started doing it and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And I'd watch and I'd see the videos and I'd be like, oh, this is really, really cool. And then I would just go to the workshops and I would just like do it. You just start doing it And same thing with my brother. He did stand up for a couple of years and he really enjoyed it. And then at the end, he was like, okay, I've had that experience. I want to like do something else. And he started working and things like that. And like more schooling stuff, but like he just could do it. And he like loved it. And he could do it again if he so chewed, like wanted to do that. It's just good experience. Like, and it's free.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. Jackson, where can people find you on your socials?
On my socials, I have a Facebook page that I have for stand-up where I mostly just post like for Fringe when I do Fringe. So it's if you just search up Jackson Canny comedy, it should just be like the first thing on Google, one of those, and like Twitter and things like that. But nobody uses Twitter in Australia. like follow those, and I usually will post things like this, like Class Clowns and different things that are around Perth or just like cool shows that are on. So if you are interested in that, feel free to follow that.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackson. Thank you for joining me. And
thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, no, you're wonderful. Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon, and yeah, we'll speak to you again very soon.
You too. Bye.
We've just had Jackson Canny on. Thank you so much, Jackson, for joining us. Class Clowns has been around since 1996. It's now 2021, so that's a very long time for a program to be running. It's predominantly for 14 to 18-year-olds. You can, if you're 13 years old, get your parents involved with it and get permission to come along. I've recently had two of my boys involved. One is 13 and one is 14 turning 15. I've really personally enjoyed the journey of being a part of this. We had the Perth Heat on Wednesday, and in the Perth Heat we had 8 contestants. Really wanted to encourage more people to be part of Class Clowns for 2022, and there should be 4 heats in Perth at that stage. So one of our Perth Heat winners is actually flying to Melbourne to compete in Melbourne Comedy Festival. And I think that's a great opportunity for anyone that's a teenager and has access to this program. The program access is actually free. So there's not many things out there that you can do for free and get a free comedy workshop. Tor Snyder ran our workshop. It was a 3-hour program, and then we had the heat. So I would like to encourage everyone to keep Class Clowns on their radar. And if you know a teenager or if you are a teenager, come along next year and be part of it. Now joining me is Odin and Lars, both my own children, but also participants in Class Clowns 2021. So welcome, guys.
Hello, how's it going?
Really good. That was Odin. And Lars, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing awful. Yeah, I'm just joking.
I love the banter, guys. So yes. What was the best part of being a participant in Class Clowns this year?
I like to be a spit experience, but... I mean, when the $1,000 prize, I mean, it was mostly for the experience.
Mostly for the experience, but the $1,000 prize is a bit of a draw card. I think it's actually $1,500, Odin.
$1,600.
No, $1,500. I think if you get into Melbourne and then you compete over there, I think the prize pool for that, the finals, is actually $1,500.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Odin, I'll ask you a few questions first. What sort of comedy did you do for your set?
I do Greek gods and how messed up they are.
Greek gods and how messed up they are. They are pretty messed up. It was quite humorous, the content that you used, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Greek god?
So the one that hasn't done the most messed up stuff.
You know your favourite one.
Surprisingly, it's the god of the dead who hasn't done the most messed up stuff.
Oh, okay. But is that your favourite?
Yeah, he's my favourite.
Oh, what's his name?
Hades.
Oh, Hades. Because your name is obviously of a god as well, the god of war. So,
Yeah, not the Greek god of war, the Norse god. So
Odin is, his meaning is the god of war and death, actually, and also poetry and wisdom. So it's quite ironic that he is so engrossed in the different types of gods. So his is a Norwegian god's name, and he's very into the Greek gods.
Yeah.
What was a highlight from Wednesday night for you?
I really enjoyed getting up on stage. It was really fun.
Yeah. Was there any low parts about it?
Not that I can recall off the top of my head. No.
Yeah, I thought you did really well. All right, can
I? And also a shout out to John. Good job on winning, mate.
Yeah, John was our winner for this year. He did a great job, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so can I speak to Lars for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, mate.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Lars. How are you going?
Good, Mommy.
Hey, Lars, what was the best part about being in the 2021 Class Clowns competition?
No COVID.
No COVID. We were very lucky, weren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some good things about it. Like, you know, the prize, but sadly I didn't get it. And yeah, I feel sad.
Oh,
might get out another prize for me.
You were hoping to win the trip to Melbourne, weren't you?
Who wouldn't want to go to Melbourne? Who wouldn't?
It's a great opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What sort of comedy did you do?
I kind of made fun of my family a little bit.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, and I kind of, done some jokes.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. It was. And you had someone, two people very special come and watch you, didn't you?
William and William's mom.
Yeah, you did. And who's William to you?
Sorry, what was that?
Who is William to you? Sorry, he's your best friend.
Sorry, I just couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lars was very lucky to be supported by friends in this, and it was wonderful to have that as well. So people could come along and attend in the audience.
Cared about me.
Oh, that's not true. You had your dad there, your little brother there, and
yeah,
I was
that
there.
Is true. But none of my friends could have gave two rats.
And maybe you should have asked them. I bet you Will would have come.
It's just that, Odin, I have better friends, and you have some friends, but...
Don't you just love the brotherly banter there?
Yeah, it's just like the little brother thing to tease the older one.
Can I ask you both, will you come and do Class Clowns again?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think Odin would ever do it again. Hey!
All right, so we'll see you back in 2022 then, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, boys, I'm going to end this call now. Thank you both so much for participating in Class Clowns and also on this show.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, I love you guys. Bye. All right, bye, beautiful boys.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
I'm on the radio.
So as you can see, Class Clowns has a really good impact on self-esteem and basically up-and-coming and emerging comics. Even if you don't want to become a comedian, I would actually recommend anyone that wants to get into performance, give this a go. You've actually got nothing to lose. So that's it for today for me. I'm Yvonne Fletcher from NY Events, and you're listening to Bounce Back, and we've been on DRN1. Thanks, everyone.